You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Let's jump right into it. He is one of our absolute favorites, the longtime former police chief of the city of St. Cloud, always informed, never shy in giving opinion, or never shy in saying, I just don't know. I wasn't there. And we had a lot of that conversation with Blair a couple days ago about, of course, the events we've discussed endlessly, what happened with ICE between 33rd and 34th on Portland, which ended in the death of Renee Good. Blair Anderson is here. Among the top stories today, Blair, is the new video from an ICE officer on the scene, which Alpha News had first and has garnered millions of views. You have now had a chance to see it. What sort of clarity do you have, if any more, after watching said video?
Can you hear me okay?
Crystal clear, my friend.
All right. A little more clarity, but that doesn't make it any less awful, horrible, tragic. I know you know that. But again, it's the reason why sometimes I say I'm not sure because I wasn't there. Now, here we've got another video, another body cam, I believe it was, showing someone who clearly is antagonizing law enforcement. Now, I say that with this caveat, as a U.S. citizen, you're allowed to antagonize us as long as you don't interfere. And I'm not suggesting that she was interfering necessarily because I wasn't there. So I'm putting all of those caveats out there. But it is clear with the whole comments about, you know, you want to come at us, go get your lunch. And I mean, that kind of mess is not necessary, but it shouldn't get you killed.
No,
it absolutely should not. But again, it just goes to show why we need to wait until everything else comes in, right? Because there's probably going to be more. I'm still disturbed, as we all are, with the entire incident. And I've been thinking, and what's more, you know, they left the scene. That's very troubling to me. For an incident with this kind of gravity, and you're involved, you don't leave the scene. That's a different kind of hubris for me. I don't understand that at all.
How can they defend that?
You can't, Chad. No, there, you cannot. Not to me. There's no way you can defend leaving the scene after you have put ammunition downrange and shot and killed someone. So, you don't leave the scene.
So let me get back to the video and just give my opinion. Of course, I do not. I wish that Renee Good was still here. The wife is, whatever term you want to use, is she taunting them? Is she daring them? Is she belittling? And you're right. As a U.S. citizen, you are allowed to show up and protest, and there is great latitude of what you can say. They come around, you see Renee Good in the driver's seat, and she's like, I see you, you know, fine. You do hear and see again, crystal clear, the one agent get out of the vehicle, get out of the bleeping vehicle. She then backs up, as we've seen, and we get a different view of her turning to the right. As I was just texting with a couple people, though, Lesser, does this mean case closed? It means case closed that she should have stopped, in my opinion, okay? Absolutely. Law enforcement tells you that. You stop. But then, Blair, I get to the other part of this, which is the policy of do not get in front of the vehicle and do not shoot at a moving vehicle. And also, because I want you to react to all this, the first shot goes through the windshield. Shots 2 and 3 go through the driver's window.
You're spot on, Chad. I don't know that I could do it more justice because, you don't get in front of a vehicle that has the potential to strike you or run you down. That you just never do that. I mean, we train with angles so that you can keep yourself and everybody else safe. So you're spot on.
Can I jump in on that? So in your years of covering scenes that are potentially dangerous and perilous, would you have ever yourself or in St. Cloud when you were in charge of hundreds of officers, would you have ever instructed any of your officers to get in front of a vehicle?
No, absolutely not, Chad. Not no, but hell no. That's just not smart. I'm so sorry. You know, there's something called the lug nut rule, and I'm not being flip about this, but whoever has the most lug nuts will win, right? A vehicle versus a pedestrian. You're not going to win that. And so, no, that is not how we train. You don't step in front of a vehicle, especially one that is moving. That's just not smart. And you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. So this is messed up seven ways from Sunday. And the other thing is, Chad, you know, it's, you know, too little too late, but this wouldn't happen if they weren't there doing this kind of nonsense.
Yeah,
we wouldn't be talking about this. And I don't know, Chad, if you noticed when the wife was making the comments about we don't change our plates every day.
Yeah.
I looked at the vehicle and they didn't look like Minnesota plates. And so then that just makes me wonder, well, were they just here visiting? Do they live here? Did they just move here? All kinds of things.
They moved from Missouri.
Okay. Okay. Yep. So that explains that part of it. And then the other part was that her vehicle was perpendicular with the flow of traffic. And so to me, okay, I need to ask why. Was she making a U-turn? You know what I mean, Chad? It's not assigning blame necessarily, but these are all questions that have to be answered, right?
Yeah.
They have to be.
Yeah.
And maybe some of them won't be ever, but those are the kinds of questions that I would pose.
100%. Like, I am very confident about certain things that she did wrong, and I'm very confident in my belief that certain things that the officer did wrong. Am I clear-cut convinced the final decision should be this? I'm not. Okay? I'm not, because there's so many ways we can look at this. Now, there was a video last night that emerged where she actually wasn't in that position with the car parked at that angle, perpendicular, that long. Because this video, which I saw, you could even see some cars moving behind her vehicle and in front of her vehicle. But why she decided to put herself in that spot, I mean, to me right now, it looks like she put herself in that spot so her wife could get out and record the folks. And you can disagree in the strongest way about what ICE agents are doing. I am clear cut in my view. I wish they were out of here. I don't think they're bringing greater safety in any way. I think the president, and I know there's no chance of this, needs to look at this differently when he's looking at the more violent, sinister, illegal immigrants. But you don't get, Blair, to impede the action, resist what they're saying, and just think it's no big deal. So when an agent then says, get out of the car, you should get out of the car.
100%. And one of the mantras that I live by and that I have preached to citizens when I've been doing group talks, whether it's young people, people our age, elderly people, comply now, complain later. It's that simple.
Yep.
Right? Whether you like it or not, just comply now because that will save your life. And there are many examples where that wasn't the case. However, more often than not, just comply and that de-escalates. Our job is to de-escalate, and it's not the public's job to de-escalate. But when you go to certain measures, bad things are going to happen, and that's unfortunate. It really, really is. But I'll go back to my other comment. None of this happened but for the fact that they were there carrying out these ridiculous, shameless sweeps under the cloak of ferreting out, you know, illegal immigrants who have committed heinous crimes. So show me those people.
Yep.
And then just stop commenting on it and acting like your actions are so patriotic, because they're not.
Yeah.
Anything but.
At schools, at hospitals, at churches, throwing people to the ground as opposed to, hey, can I just see your ID? People just saying, well, you have an accent, so we're just going to question you. Accent, my God. If I go somewhere else, I have my Minnesota accent, apparently. Also, news coming out today that more federal immigration agents are leaving Louisiana and coming here. What a shock, a Republican state, and they're coming here. What do you want to say, though, because about the individuals, and not just in this case with Renee Good and her wife, who are now following ICE agents around and, again, trying to stop what they're doing, right? I want some of the worst recorded. I don't want it to go away. I also realize a lot of these ICE agents are good and they're just doing their job and are probably uncomfortable with what they're doing. Some are going well past it. But are we going way too far? Are we just asking for more trouble again when people just decided on their own that they're so bothered by it? And I get why. Clearly we are too. But they're just going to follow ICE and drive really close to them. That's just asking for another horrible incident to take place.
It is, Chad, and here's the news again. It's redundant, but you're allowed to protest. You're allowed to be there on the scene. You're allowed to follow them, right? But don't interfere. Don't introduce yourself into a situation that you know nothing about, right? Because I can't imagine that those two knew any particulars except that this was another one of those horrible immigration sweeps. But they don't know anything else more than that. And so that's not enough for me, for anybody to interfere. Don't interfere with me when I'm doing my job, because it's dangerous enough. And my job is to keep everybody out of harm's way. And so if you divide my attention from what I'm doing, whether you like it or not, that puts everybody in danger. It does. And it's our job as professionals to be able to, I don't know, just kind of decipher what's going on and where there's a threat and where there isn't. But the overarching message is don't interfere. Protest all you want. Yell, scream, call me names. Don't throw stuff at me, which they didn't do.
Yep.
But don't interfere.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, protest from a distance and let me do my work.
Last thing, and I'll let you go. I want you to talk about the role of the BCA while you're out on vacation. I thank you so much on vacation for joining us. This is Blair Anderson, a frequent guest of the show for a long time, former St. Cloud Police Chief. Keith Ellison and Mary Moriarty had a press conference where they're saying, we are not prejudging. We want information. We want the BCA to be involved. You have been not shy in any way of your criticism of Mary Moriarty and decisions. I have been with you. But what do you think about what her and the Attorney General are saying today about the role of the BCA?
They're right this time. And isn't that a law provision in this state? If there's a shooting, BCA is going to be involved. And so I have no problem whatsoever, even if it's coming from her, because that's the right thing.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
To do. Whether that goes anywhere or not, when you're dealing with a local investigation versus a federal, Chad, your guess is as good as mine, but it is important for them, I think, to do an independent investigation and ferret out all of the things, because we've seen two videos. There's probably 22 more, right, from different angles.
Yep,
and
you're right.
We will get to the bottom of those things and try and help us answer some of these unanswered questions. But most of them, I think, are unanswerable, because the end result, there's no answer and no excuse and no reason for that to have happened.
Thank you for joining me on the vacation. Your words matter a lot. Have a lot of fun. Make some money, and we'll talk soon.
All right. My pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
St. Cloud former police chief Blair Anderson on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.